For many, solar just makes sense. Every day, enough sunlight falls on the earth to provide energy independence for years. Solar promoters say it's just a matter of capturing that energy and turning it into power that can run everything from light bulbs to PlayStations. Of course, it's not as simple as it sounds. In Kentucky, it's even less simple. After all, people reason, this isn't the Southwest where the sun shines all year round, and coal has long provided us with some of the cheapest electricity in the world. Still, solar is beginning to make its mark here, and advocates predict there's more to come. Matt Partymiller is a graybeard of Kentucky solar energy industry, having founded Solar Energy Solutions 6 years ago.
We started out, two of us part-time, and 6 years later, there are now 10 of us full-time, and we hope to keep growing that.
Partymiller says solar is more competitive, even in Kentucky.
We are seeing the cost of solar come down. We are seeing the installation of solar, the speed at which solar is installed improved, and we are seeing electric rates going up. It's just a matter of time before we as an industry end up competitive.
During his 6 years in the business, Partymiller says the cost of solar panels has been cut in half. His firm has just completed installing a unique solar system in Berea. The city-owned electric utility built a solar farm and offered shares to its customers. In the first phase, an array of 60 solar panels was installed outside the municipal utility building. For $750, utility customers can buy all the power generated by a single panel for 25 years. Berea is the first community in Kentucky and one of the first in the nation to offer this approach. It has several advantages for solar-inclined ratepayers. First, it doesn't matter if a house has good sun exposure. Second, it's cheaper because there's an economy of scale. The cost is about $3.30 a watt compared to $5 to $6 if installed on a home. Third, if ratepayers move within the utility service area, the credit on their bill moves with them. Fourth, if they move outside the area, they can simply sell the balance of their leases to other customers. No one was prepared for the reaction when the leases went on sale. Josh Bills, who's a consultant with the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, helped Berea design the system.
It was really quite shocking, I think, to everybody involved, the utility, the contractors, the public, that the council, that the system leased out so quickly.
The first array, as a group of solar panels is called, cost about $64,000 installed and was financed in part with federal stimulus money. Encouraged by the strong sales, Berea used the money from those leases to begin construction on a second array that is also selling rapidly. Cool as this all sounds, customers are still bidding on a long payback. Assuming electric prices increase at the rate of 10% a year, it will take Berea ratepayers 23 years to recover their $750. For companies and individuals who can take advantage of tax breaks or subsidies, the payback on their solar systems could shrink to 8 to 10 years. With no moving parts, solar installations have limited maintenance, so the cost of electricity remains virtually the same over the entire life, which can be well over 25 years. John Cotton directs marketing for Alternative Energies Kentucky. It's a Danville firm that manufactures and installs solar panels.
It isn't dirt cheap. We're not going to tell anybody it is. Mm-hmm. There is an investment required, and you are making a long-term investment. Mm-hmm. It's no different if you were building a room addition on your house. You're not going to get your money back on it until you sell your house. In this case, though, you are going to start getting a return as soon as we turn the power back on. You're going to get a return starting back on that investment. Mm-hmm. And that investment's going to last, 25 to 50 years.
Cotton says the long payback is not as big an issue as whether there's enough sunlight in this sometimes gray state to make solar worthwhile.
There is plenty of sunlight in Kentucky. That's a really large fallacy that we could probably about retire with our company already if every time we've heard that from different people about there's not enough sunlight in Kentucky, but that's not true.
The problem in Kentucky, many experts say, is that we're energy hogs. Conservation, they say, is the first and cheapest approach to reducing energy cost. Steve Whitman is the project manager on the Berea Solar Farm.
Americans like to be empowered, and I think that's part of the idea. If you get a hold of this and you realize that you could install a solar system and tie it into your home and start monitoring that and see the savings, and then start looking at other ways you can save. I just think it's a way of empowering people to do what we should be doing anyway.
For WEKU News, I'm Jacqueline Carfagno.